and welcome to Strategic Insights Radio. This broadcast is being sponsored by Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. and hosted by the CEO of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp., Jennifer Ruse. Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. is a full-service business consulting firm that provides business plan creation and review, marketing plans, marketing implementation, process automation, accounting services, and now business technology strategy consulting and implementation services. Today, we have two members of the Business Radio X family, a member of the corporate team, and not just the member of the corporate team, but the founder of Business Radio X, Mr. Lee Cantor. And Jennifer's also going to interview myself, Mike Salmon. I oversee the Gwinnett and North Fulton Business Radio X studios. Today's show, we're going to talk about digital marketing and the importance of the marketing mix, what the buzzwords really mean, and what it means to effectively launch and run a digital marketing campaign. Also, we'll discuss how to effectively use podcasts and digital radio as part of your overall marketing plan for an organization. At this point, Jennifer, I'll let you get things started.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you, Lee, for coming out today.
It's my pleasure.
Let's talk a little bit about Business Radio X and Gwinnett Business Radio X. Do you want to tell me a little bit about how you came up with this concept?
The concept of Business Radio X came about because I was a little frustrated by traditional media. I had always run a small, mid-sized businesses, and I always felt that the traditional media was not giving the small guy a fair shot. So I thought it would be appropriate for us to kind of create a media platform that supported, celebrated small businesses and helped them get the word out about the important work that they do for their community.
So what did it take for you to start this concept?
What did it take in terms of
setting up the business, getting that established?
The tricky part was at the time, we've been doing this for close to 10 years now, the technology of streaming and podcasting, this was all in its infancy. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of education around that that had to be kind of overcome. And then another challenge was at first just educating people that this was a viable place to tell their story.
Well, I mean, you can see the change in digital radio listenership from even like 2013 or 2012 to now. The number of people and population that's covered in digital radio now is up to 55.8%.
Right. Well, it's being more accepted as a place as a media outlet. At first, obviously, the reach, any type of internet radio is always global, mm-hmm. and that's what people tend to not really appreciate, whereas some of the traditional media outlets are only, you know, their market, wherever the antenna kind of reaches. So our reach at Go is the world, which is a mm-hmm. lot different than traditional radio.
Well, and when you were talking about this, you know, a decade ago, people probably looked at you like with, you know, glazed eyes because, you know, the word podcast today, we don't even think about it. We all know what a right. podcast is. We know what digital marketing is. But, you know, 10, 15 years ago, you were kind of ahead of the curve.
Right. I had to explain, oh, no, you don't need an iPod to listen to this. You can listen on your computer. You can listen. You know, this was even pre-smartphone for a lot of this.
Well, I mean, even looking at you, Mike, I mean, you come from traditional radio
right?
and television. I mean, this must have seemed like a foreign concept initially, too.
You knew it was coming at some point, you know, kind of like smart cars. You know it's coming at some point. You just don't know when. And Lee was kind of, at the beginning of that curve. And so you knew it was just being in the business, you could see it dying a little bit, especially because my background was AM radio.
Ooh.
And that's like, I know. We all groaned at the same time. It's like a fossil now. Your interns probably don't even know what AM radio is. Probably never listened to AM radio in their life. But, you know, there's some countries now that don't even have AM. They've for mm-hmm. lack of a better term, it's outlawed. And eventually they're going to get rid of FM radio. So, yeah, but it's kind of neat to be ahead of the curve as opposed to, you know, being in a dying industry.
So how did you approach Mike or Mike approach you on getting started with Gwinnett Business Radio X?
Yeah, how did that happen, Lee?
It was, I think, a friend of yours from
the Arena at Gwinnett Center.
But it was somebody that has a job of the Convention Bureau.
Chris Henley.
Right.
And I think he might have gone to the Convention and Visitors Bureau or something like that.
Right. So we had talked. This is the thing. I created Business Radio X, the concept, because I don't like to network. My whole premise was that I wanted people to come to me. So that's why we created.
You're lazy, basically.
I'm extremely lazy. And so what I wanted was to change from a marketing and sales standpoint. It's better positioning when they come to me. That was really the premise behind it. I have a degree in advertising. I was a copywriter for many years. And I know the hardest conversation is the first conversation with the prospect. So why not create a media property that makes people come to me? So I had to create a property that was entice someone to come into the studio and meet me that way. So that's how I was, my network was built through that. And that's probably where I met Chris. He probably came on to promote the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau. And then we told him what our plans were. And then he introduced us to Mike.
And what drove you to make a decision to actually start your first?
Chris told me, and I'm not sure whether I should thank him or blame him, but Chris told me, hey, I'm, you know, I was on a show. These guys are looking to open a studio in Gwinnett. They're looking for somebody that's involved in the community. And I was already doing networking through the chamber because I was working at the Arena at Gwinnett Center, now the Infinite Energy Center.
Yes.
And I had a broadcasting background. And he said, I guess I told them about you and they'd like to talk to you. So we reached out to each other, went and met them at their studio in Sandy Springs. They explained the concept to me and I immediately understood it. I got it. And having been in sales, and I hate cold calls, I'm kind of like Lee. I hated going on meetings, you know, you don't know the people yet and you're selling them. And I hated that. And he explained the concept of Business Radio X. Now, to the outside, Business Radio X, we have great programs. We introduce you to a lot of businesses. But for companies that really know how to use this platform, as Lee was talking about, you can use it as a great business tool to grow your business and meet people and use it as a networking tool. And so I understood exactly how it could be used as a, it was as a networking tool disguised as a radio studio. And I got it and I loved the idea. And I thought I'd help bring it to Gwinnett County and to the businesses here and allow, not only allow us to get the voice out and amplify the voice of business in Gwinnett County, but to help businesses in Gwinnett County grow their businesses by using us as a way to grow their business.
So when you're approaching different companies, because one of the things I want to talk about is digital marketing mix. And there are a number of different things out there, right? We all know there's SEO, there's CPC, there's CPA, there's everything from website channeling to social media and viral marketing. And when I talk to any of my clients, and I have, you know, over 900 clients across the world, one of the things that we always discuss on the marketing standpoint is how to take different pieces of all this that fit the target market. So when you're talking to your clients, how do you go in and explain where Business Radio X actually will fit within these clients' marketing mix to help them promote their businesses?
Well, one of the things that we talk about and we focus a lot on is getting to the heart of what their objective is. If they're a hyperlocal company and they want to, and they have a difficult time meeting people in person, then we tailor a show to target that specific group. And the tighter they can define that group of people, if they say, I want to meet red-haired firemen, then we make the red-haired fireman show. We don't, you know, we don't kind of nuance that. It's very straightforward. And the tighter you can kind of identify that niche, the better it is and the more successful you'll be, because every week we have high confidence, and I'm sure Mike can back me up, whenever we aim a show at a target group, we're able to reliably and predictably get that group in the studio. And that helps our clients meet these people, build a relationship, and then at some point do business. So we're starting at the bottom of the sales funnel, and that's completely different than traditional media. Traditional media starts at the top of the sales funnel, and they try to get these anonymous clicks and listeners and eyes and ears. And some of them, they want to push them down the funnel. Some of them are, you know, going to down go to the website. Some of those people will download a white paper. Some of those people will reach out and talk to them. We start with the person who's going to write them a check, and we put them in the studio so they can meet face-to-face, so they can build a relationship to hopefully do business at some point down the road. And that's our promise, that if I can put you in front of 50 to 100 of your best prospects, how many of those people are you going to sell? Are you going to get an ROI from that? So if the answer is yes to that, then that's simple. So that helps their sales process. Where we help their marketing process is that content that we create can be repurposed on all of those social media channels that you mentioned earlier. And we're creating educational content that you can now transcribe. You can use the audio as a soundtrack for video. This plays nicely in every media. It's a lot easier on the guest and on the sponsor to create the content in this environment, because this is very relaxed. You're in your own little bubble. You put the headphones on. All the stress disappears. You're not self-conscious about anything. And you're just sharing the stories of your business. And that's the mission. See, that's at the heart of what we do. The mission of the company, to tell the stories of business. We are the place to tell the positive stories of business. one of the benefits to our clients are it's a great way to meet hard to reach people.
Yeah, I know we use it a little bit differently. So,
and right there is the beauty of what we do. I mean, that what he said is pretty powerful. We have a company that wanted to meet some CEOs. So not only are they introduced to CEOs through their show and now building business relationships and getting business from these CEOs, but it's great programming. You're hearing from these CEOs, hearing their story about their company. So it's good radio. But that's the beauty is your show that you do is a little bit different.
Yeah, we took kind of the idea of what you were doing and then turned it around and flipped it and did it more about creating an informational show. So we brought in
thought leadership.
Yeah, we brought in actually even competitors. We didn't necessarily bring in people that we were going to actually sign up as a client. We brought in specialists in all different fields across the board because our clients are businesses already, and we're trying to provide them content to help them succeed in their business, which then will continue.
Well, you're doing good deeds. You're helping them. You're helping them get the word out. They're getting business out of it. And you saw the value right away because you came on a show, I guess, was it my show as a guest?
Actually,
or was it the CDI show?
No, it was your show.
Okay.
Actually, we came on your show.
And you saw immediate response and some business that you received out of it.
We did. We ended up right from your show just explaining who we were as a company. Actually, we signed on almost 3 different companies that day. As new clients. So that was a reason that we came back and said, hey, you know, we'd love to start trying this out. And
you took it to a whole new level. You got your own show.
We did.
You started monthly.
We did. We started monthly and then we went bi-weekly and then we went weekly.
And you've been in business 3 years and we were talking before the show. I mean, just, mm-hmm. I mean, how fast you have grown.
Oh, yeah. We are only 3 years old. We'll be 4 years old in February on Valentine's Day. We literally have gone from one person, you know, 2 people shop to what will be almost 38 people this year.
Well,
and with
amazing.
Over 900 clients. Actually, we have 1,122 clients as of this week.
Well, let me ask you this question. And if it's not a good answer, we'll just edit it out afterwards.
Perfect.
How big a part was Business Radio X in your growth?
Actually, it's been quite a huge part in our growth. For a couple different standpoints. One is, right, we use it for the media mix and the marketing part of it. So we actually have repurposed that documentation and information in the podcasts, and we've put it through all of our social media. We have a huge global presence from the show, ironically, and that's what one of the stories, one of the success stories for Business Radio X, too, was
right.
That...
It's in a magazine article that's framed right above your head on the wall here.
That's right.
And it's not the only one, actually. We have brought in clients through the podcast for Business Radio X from almost 22 countries, actually, as of right now. But our first story was the couple that came over and for over a month tried to reach us and flew over and met us from Colombia. And I'm talking Bogota, Colombia, not
South
Carolina.
Carolina.
And that was your first question, actually. So what? They're from Colombia.
Right.
And I'm like, no, the country. and they actually actively listened in Colombia to Business Radio and Gwinnett Business Radio X on a weekly basis, listening to all different shows, not just ours. But ours drove them to move their entire business to Gwinnett County.
Right.
And we did it. We went through the immigration process with them. We went through the business process with them. And they're still actively here and doing quite well.
And this is just one success story because you obviously oversee all the studios.
Yeah.
And you've been here from the beginning, you know, with the Sandy Spring studio. You've heard lots of success stories.
Right. But that story illustrates that it's the internet is global. The shows might be hyper-local in the sense that we're putting hard-to-reach people in front of the client face to face, but you can't kind of underestimate the reach is global, and you'd be surprised of how many people listen in other countries and are hungry for kind of good stories about business because they're not getting it from their local, you know, education system or their business system. So they're just hungry for this. So the more content we put out there, we have listeners all over the world, mm-hmm. and those things, it sounds kind of amazing. And obviously, it couldn't have happened pre-internet. But in an internet world, that stuff happens more times than you think. I mean, you're a perfect example of how that happens.
I know. Actually, I got a call yesterday from Ghana, ironically.
They're listening to you in Ghana, Lee.
That's Well, that, I mean,
they have the internet in Ghana.
The first time I realized that it was an international reach, and it's something that you take for granted, is I was doing a show. The first show that started this was a fitness show I was doing called Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy.
And this was, what year was this?
I mean, it was probably 10 years ago.
Okay.
We were doing the show, and we talked about the movie The Gods Must Be Crazy. Do you remember that, or you're too young for
that? I remember the show, actually.
Okay. It was a movie where this guy's in the middle of nowhere, and he drops a Coke bottle out the window of his plane, and then these tribes people find it, and it disrupts their whole, like, if they become jealous. It's very, it's a comedy, and it was like, so they get this Coke, they don't know what it is, how it right. came from the sky, they don't understand any of this. So it's causing all these problems. So one guy makes it his business to throw it off the edge of the earth. So his now has a quest to leave and to go get rid of the Coke bottle. So that's a movie. It's called The Gods Must Be Crazy. It's a funny, it's probably on Netflix or something. So I thought it was in South Africa or Australia. It was one or the other. And I didn't remember which one. And so we were talking about it. I got an email like a few days after we posted it from somebody from that country saying it happened in this country. And this is where it was. And this is the thing. And it's like, you don't know who's listening. That's the beauty of this. You know, you send it out there. And some people, you know, that are cynical think nobody's listening. And then people with more of an abundance mentality realizes that the world is listening.
Yeah.
And that people all over the world are looking for interesting things. And our content is interesting content. These are people's stories of business that are from their heart, and they share. I mean, how many times have you sat here going, oh my God, that was a great story. Like, it's like you're blown away and you learn something almost every single episode that you didn't know before, and the person speaking from their heart passionately, and people are hungry for that kind of authenticity, because so much of the traditional media world is made up of slick, perfect, you know, just too perfect information, where our stuff is real.
Well, that, and you get tired of listening to a lot of the radio shows and a lot of the news shows out there, because all they want to do is tell you about what's bad going on in right. the world and how awful things are and how everything's going to fall apart tomorrow. And yet they don't actually showcase any of the good stuff that people are actually doing out there.
Right. And every day.
Yeah. And what these businesses are putting themselves through to make right. these great and creative things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody hears about them.
Right. And that, I mean, that really was some of the big drivers for me to get this going, because I would see business people coming in here risking everything. You know, they're risking their house, second mortgage. Oh, yeah. They're putting everything on the line for their business. And they're doing all this great stuff to serve their community. And nobody is telling their story. And it just, they'll tell the story if their place is robbed or it's on fire. Then they'll be all over them. But if it's the day-to-day stuff of, hey, we're sponsoring this festival mm-hmm. in the neighborhood, nothing. Crickets.
And it's funny, because a lot of the small businesses, and as much as, you know, an entrepreneur is crazy anyway. Let's face right. it. We're all a little nuts. Because
what do they say? We work 80 hours a week so we can avoid working 40 hours for somebody
exactly.
else.
Exactly. That, and of course, you know, what's the other one? We have to be totally ready for the roller coaster, and we are true gamblers. We take the gamble every day of putting right. our entire livelihoods on our line. On
absolutely.
The line, and have to love it. Because if you don't, you're not going to make it.
Well, one of the things is we've had some clients come on, and, you know, they use it for the networking to meet other people they want to meet to grow their business. And they go, if anybody's listening, that's just kind of gravy. And at first, when I first got started 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago now, Lee, I mean, we didn't really track our numbers too well. Right. We didn't know how many people were listening. Now we have companies like Sterling Rose Consulting Corp that kind of help us gauge those numbers and tell us not only, you know, who's listening, but where they're listening, how old they are, all that kind of stuff that you can gather through the internet. And there's actually a pretty big audience out there, and the traffic to the website's incredible.
Right. And that's the stuff where traditional media likes to play around those numbers of audience and things like that. And I believe there is a big audience.
It's a huge audience.
I know for sure, though, that I can promise 100% that the person in the room is here. I take their picture. So that promise I know is real. Everything else I take kind of with a grain of salt. And I appreciate there's people out there counting and they do stuff. I'm not smart enough to know anything about that. I am smart enough to go and look at all the photos we have and say, I put you in front of 100 people that you said were your best prospect. How many of those did you sell? I can't sell for them, but I know that I have a mechanism that puts them face to face with hard to reach people.
And I know in my case, I mean, as I said, I don't bring in necessarily the client to right. get them in here, but I can tell you on any per month that I bring in based on just the people that listen to the show across the entire world, I close about 6 to 7 new clients a month just from people listening.
Right.
And so for me, that, you know, that's a very worthwhile.
Absolutely.
You see, Lee, I've got a, I'm doing a presentation to the chamber like in a month or so.
Right.
You see why I want to grab Jennifer and have her come on Absolutely. And do a little testimonial?
Just play the show. You don't have to ask her. Just play the show. But that's the thing. Everybody uses the medium the way that serves them. I mean, we don't have a cookie cutter. Oh, we're going to sell you ads. We're going to sell you so many spots.
Right.
We flex to whatever their
Which we will
is.
Do, by the way, if that's what you want. We right. do that here.
I know, but you...
But not a whole lot.
Your objective is to find a handful of sponsors that fund this operation mm-hmm. so you can tell the thousands, if not tens of thousands of stories that happen in this market.
Well, you know, we do our show from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio. We don't have a lot of clients and sponsors.
But you don't have
to. We don't need them. Yeah,
right.
We just need enough to kind of put us on the air and help us get the story out.
Right, but that's the beauty of the model. See, this right. is the inverse of a traditional media model. The traditional media needs lots of sponsors mm-hmm. that they're burning and churning through oh, because yeah. their stuff really doesn't work.
You got to listen through 5 minutes of commercials to
get to
the
content.
Yeah.
We're the opposite. You're not being bombarded with an interruption in the middle of the show. You're getting the content free and clear all the time mm-hmm. with a little bit of kind of sponsorship stuff sprinkled in around the beginning and the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is a different model than traditional media. That's why we say we're like the NPR for business, that we're long form, non-interruption, just telling the stories of business. That's it.
And this show is brought to you by Sterling Rose Consulting Corp.
Good reset.
Exactly. Yes. And I mean, I know we went into a lot of the ROI of what this show brings to it. And we want to tell the listeners actually where you have different radio shows.
So we have studios, and the way that we operate is not a franchise model. It's more of a, I like to call it, it's kind of along the lines of software as a service, media as a service, where our studio partners run a studio in their market, and then they pay a subscription to have access to our platform. So right now we have studios. Mike runs Gwinnett and North Fulton. We run the Sandy Springs here in Atlanta. And then we have a guy running Midtown. And then we have one in Pensacola. We have one in St. Louis, one in Phoenix. And that's what we got right now.
And you were just mentioning before the show, too, that you're working with a college now, too.
We do some work with Kennesaw State University. We are on the executive advisory board for their entrepreneurship center. And one of the kind of nonprofits that are important to us, Stone, my business partner, and I, are inspiring young people to become entrepreneurs. That has always been important to us. And we feel, again, where traditional media, the movies, just media in general, kind of makes the business owner the villain. They're the greedy person that's exploiting people or resources, and mm-hmm. they're just taking advantage of people. We don't see that in the studio. The business people we run into are very generous. They want to help. They serve their community. So we want to do everything in our power to kind of inspire young people to choose a path of being a business person and to choose themselves, in the sense that we want them to be the ones that, you know, kind of can pick their own path, make their own career.
Well, kids these days, if they watch traditional news media, they'd be scared to death to start their own business because right. everything is bad.
Right. They think business people are bad guys.
Yes. It got a negative connotation. And we're here to tell you that all communities, the backbone is small business, and they're good people.
Right. I had just the other day, on Monday, I interviewed a guy that's involved with the Rotary. Okay. And the Rotary is a kind of a fellowship organization that's been around for 100 plus years. It was started in Illinois. The Rotary International is having their annual convention. It happens to be in Atlanta this week. One of their missions, and they're all business people that are in the Rotary. Yep. One of their missions is to eradicate polio. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Eradicate polio.
I heard that, yeah.
So, well, we're members of Rotary, so.
Okay. Yeah.
In the mid-80s, they got involved, and there was about 350,000 cases of polio mm-hmm. in the mid-80s. This year, I believe they're going to announce there's going to be 5 cases of polio from 350,000, like 30 years ago. So it's just an amazing achievement. But this is going to be the second disease that will be eradicated. The smallpox was eradicated. This will be the second one. But the amazing thing about it was the infrastructure they built. And these are business people that donated money, time, resources to create this around the world. That same system is now able to kind of eradicate other diseases. Ebola was recently kind of in the news because that was spreading. The system that they used to distribute the vaccine for polio, they were able to distribute a vaccine for Ebola, and then they kind of knocked it out before it had a chance to spread dramatically. So this is impacting the world's health. And on Monday, I believe Bill Gates is going to be coming and speaking about how this is happening.
Well, interestingly enough, I know Rotary is known for what they do on the medical side of things, but something that a lot of people don't realize is they actually have scholarships that they provide to students as well, even in the U.S. And that is one of the ways that actually helped me get through college.
Oh, really?
So they were one of the scholarships that I received to actually go to college.
Hmm. And that's the stuff that's under the radar, that those stories aren't being told by traditional media.
Well, and I think that's a big reason the popularity of Business Radio X just continues to explode, is that, you know, there's still many markets. Obviously, and your goal, and I don't know if Jennifer's going to ask this, but I mean, I think your goal is to have hundreds of these studios from coast to coast. Wherever business is being done, there should be maybe a Business Radio X studio.
Right. Our goal, there's about 8,000 chambers of commerce in America. If we were in the top 10% of the most active chambers, you know, we'd have about 800 to 1,000 studios, we think would be good for America, and it would be good for the communities we serve in those, you know, around the country.
So you and Stone got a lot of work to do, don't you?
Well, we all do.
I think so.
Well, Jennifer got 900,000 clients, so we're almost there. Just got to piggyback on them.
We do have just over 1,000 clients at the moment, and we do actually service clients in 38 countries now.
All right, Jennifer, yeah. Let's go.
In the case of what you provide, because I know one of the things that really drove us to coming on board with Business Radio X and Gwinnett Business Radio X was actually at the end of every one of the shows, you provide us some collateral that we can use. And you had touched on a little bit earlier, but do you want to tell the listeners exactly what you actually provide? Because this was really useful for us to provide a help to our marketing.
Right.
Mix.
The thing as corporate we provide is the audio file, the podcast, but every studio has their own kind of program that they create and they customize for the for their clients. So, Mike, you probably, I don't know what you provided, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah. Well, we always provide the 12 great ways to use the interview to market your company.
Sure. And then, but the actual, you give them back the content. All the content we create here is meant to be shared. And then we don't put restrictions on it, where some media does, mm-hmm. I guess, kind of lock down some of their content. But whenever we broadcast something, obviously it's being broadcast right now around the world. So we don't put really restrictions on how they can use it.
Right. A lot of folks will go, a lot of stations say it's our proprietary, mm-hmm.
Right.
information. No, we say it's yours. You download the file, chop it up, whatever you want to do. We're offering this to you to use.
Right.
And then rather than just saying that, we give them a sheet that's got 12 examples, whether it's, mm-hmm. Cut it up, do a transcript, put it on your website, put it underneath your email signature, the link to the website where the interview's at. We want to help them promote their business and grow their business.
And I know you've even taken it outside of the studio, right? I've seen you guys at events and conferences and conventions.
Well, we've done remotes. We've invested a lot of money back into this company here in Gwinnett and North Fulton. We're going out and doing remotes for chamber events and other nonprofits and things like that, getting out in the community, getting more visible as well. You guys still do radio in my booth?
Right. We do a service that we provide some of our clients, or we go into their trade show booth. We traveled around the country doing this for some clients, where we go in and we do interviews, pre-scheduled interviews with their best prospects coming into the booth. We were just at an event called ATD ICE, which is the Association of Training and Development. We were in a booth. We interviewed the chief learning officers and top learning leaders for companies that came into the booth to do a 10-15 minute interview. And we did like 30 something interviews over the course of the trade show. And these are people from the, the largest companies, Nielsen, Cisco, that it would be difficult for them to reach in a traditional manner, but they were all coming to the booth, going, spending time.
You're saying if they had a booth and they had, pens and some candy.
Squishy balls.
Squishy balls.
We're really good
balls,
against squishy balls.
That would not get the people to come to their booth.
Well, it's a different, it's a different demographic. Some people, you know, just think it's like trick or treat when they go to a trade show. They're going to booth to booth to get whatever the tchotchke is. And, you know, they fill up their bag for their kids of the squishy ball and the, you know, flash drive and whatever else, or the put their business card in to hope to win an iPad. You know, that's the typical thing that's happening in a booth. And most of the people that come in there aren't really interested in the what's happening in the booth, but they're interested in whatever the free giveaway is.
Yeah, I mean, that's true to an extent, but I know I've go to enough trade shows too that you have to set it beforehand and you set your schedule of who you're going to make your interviews with and who you're going to meet with at the booth. So the foot traffic is all great and you have somebody out there talking to them or doing something, demoing something. But the reality is that behind the scenes part, which is like part of what you're talking about, is that scheduled time with specific people you definitely want to meet.
Right.
And talk to
you. You call them weeks ahead and say, "Hey, we're going to be broadcasting from our booth. Mm-hmm. We'd love to interview you and talk about your company."
Right, and I have a slot at 10:20.
Yeah.
And so you have these people come to the booth. So you,
and then they
you
come to the booth it. Before the hand to see what they're getting themselves into. Then they come in for the interview, and then they stay after. And if one of your metrics that you track is time in booth mm-hmm. for a prospect, I would challenge our time in booth with a prospect against anybody else's, whatever they're doing.
Anything else about what's happening with Business Radio X, or
we just are just trying to tell the stories. Our goal is to tell a million business stories. So anything you can do to help us do that, we are greatly appreciative.
As I said, on our case, we use this as a major part of our marketing mix, mm-hmm. and we have promoted this to other clients and other even for-profit and not-for-profit organizations sure. that we work with to utilize this platform, because this is a platform that is truly taking off and is going to see continual growth. And just based on the ROI that we receive, it's huge.
And that's what we like to hear, is that the clients that are supporting a studio are benefiting. They're helping us meet our mission of telling the stories of business in our market. And then they themselves are seeing an ROI that makes them want to just stick around and keep doing it.
Well, we're over 2 years with, considering we're right. almost 4 years old and two
half of them have been here. So
exactly.
You connect the dots.
Well, you're one of our success stories, Jennifer. So we appreciate you allowing us a chance to kind of, you know, share our side of the story as well.
Yeah. And thank you guys for coming on.
Well, hopefully we'll have other companies that will, you know, maybe hear this and realize, hey, I should partner with Business Radio X and maybe have the same kind of success that Sterling Rose has been having. All right. Well, thanks again, Jennifer. Appreciate it very much. Strategic Insights Radio is sponsored by Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. And Lee, thank you for coming in this morning as well and sharing the story about how Business Radio X got started and what's on the horizon.
My pleasure.
All right. For a free download of a white paper based on the digital marketing mix and online radio, visit strategicinsightsradio.com. You'll also be able to find out more information about Business Radio X as well as the sponsor, Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. If you want, you'd like to call Jennifer directly. We're giving out her phone number here, folks. 470. You sure you want me to do this?
It is actually my cell phone, so yes, you can do it.
And it you've been getting business.
I have been, so it does work.
470-202-8659. For future downloads of this show, you can go to iTunes, also on SoundCloud. Appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next time right here on Strategic Insights Radio.